your life. Open your mouth.
Come on, dream of destiny. My destiny is today.
You will change, you will change. You will change
my destiny.
Hey,
my destiny is today.
Hey, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Hey,
your name.
Thank you for the showers of your blessings, the rain of your blessings upon our lives. Thank you for open heaven upon this our gathering. Father, we release ourselves unto you, Lord, and this session. Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will grant unto us an entrance, even unto your word, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, O God, Lord, that you will help us, Lord, to cooperate with you. We give you room, Lord, to do that which you alone can do in our lives at this session, in the name of Jesus. That which you have proposed to accomplish in our lives, Lord, have your way. Do it, O Lord. We give you room to go ahead and accomplish your purpose in our individual lives, in our homes, in our family, upon our studies, upon our careers, upon our destinies, in the name of Jesus. Confirm your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I take authority over every spirit of buying and selling, every form of distraction, every spirit that negotiates with your word. I arrest them in the name of Jesus. I break their stronghold over each living soul present here and those that may likely to join us soonest in the name of Jesus. We raise the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Have your seat, please. Once again, I want to welcome us to the presence of the Lord this morning. I want to appreciate the faithfulness of the Lord to stand before you to share one or two things with us. I'm assured in my heart that, like the choir sang, that the Lord has proposed to do certain things in our lives. I'm assured of that as they were singing, you know, my spirit key in to what they sang. And that is to say that if the Lord proposed to do something in our lives, like I always say and I believe, that the Lord will not come down from heaven to come and force himself over us. No, God will not do that. So I want to just beseech us this morning that God needs our cooperation for him to achieve that which he has proposed to do in our lives, not just today, this month, as we move on this month, as we move on for the rest of the year. Brethren, please settle your mind. Let's settle our mind that this God that has called us, he cannot fail us. Please take it. Because he cannot break his word. He cannot break his word. And so I'm assured that God that has called us is able to do that which he has proposed to do in our lives. But he needs our cooperation. And I pray that we have prayed. And I pray again that we will all cooperate with him. The way he will lead us, that is the way we will go. Because if God wants to do something in our lives, you know we can't dictate. Can we dictate to him? Hey, Dan, please let's answer now. If God wants to do something in your life, will you be the one that will dictate to God? But when you want to do something for somebody, you know you can dictate. You can tell the person, remain seated there. If you don't sit down here, I won't do it. But when it comes to God, he's the one that has the authority and the power in heaven and the heart. Because he's the one that created us. So he knows what he has destined us for. He knows what he has proposed. He knows where he's taking us to. And so if he knows where he's taking us to, then our Shioma Jeje, Lord Jesus, you know, we now humble ourselves, we now cooperate with him because we trust him that he's able to accomplish that which we do. So all what I'm saying this morning is that God needs your cooperation and he needs my cooperation to achieve that which he has proposed to do in our lives. And again, he has proposed to give us joy over all those issues. Over all those issues, may it be academic, maybe your career, maybe marital, maybe concerning your homes, concerning your future, your destiny. Believe you me, because the word of God cannot be broken. He has proposed to do that which his word has given unto us. And so, briefly this morning, I'm sharing a burden in my heart with you. Choosing the good paths. Choosing the good paths. Can you tell somebody? Try and choose the good paths. Me and Gangan, I can't hear you. Please tell another person. Try and choose the good paths. And you know why we are bringing this one to us this morning? Why I believe the Holy Spirit is bringing to us is that we have the will to choose anything that we want to do. We have the will to do it. God has given us the will to make any choice in our lives, concerning our lives. We have the 100% power to do that, whether as children, because even parents will be talking to the children. Do it this way. You know, some children will just be doing, you know, they'll just be doing like this. That is to tell you that they have some other things they want to do. So if the mother or the father will not stand his or her ground, such a child will have his or her way. Not to talk of our 30 way, you okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? So, and you know, God has given us the free will to make our own choice. But today, by the power that holds the heaven and the hearts, the power of the Most High God that gives the backup to the day and the night, you will choose the good path in the name of Jesus. You not make choice that will lead to your ruin in the name of Jesus. You not make any choice that will bring consequences that will be forever and never remain, you know, leave scar upon your life in the name of Jesus. Brethren, each one of us, at one time or the other, we have, I want to say it's a privilege to make a choice. You know, you have one thing or the other that you want to make a choice on. You want to come to university. You know, a practical example, which I know that, you know, I think it was yesterday, we travel and we're just going, and I saw so many people along that Moro in front of the pre-degree distance learning. And we're just saying, oh, so another pursuit here, me this and that, you know. And I remember a day, 2 days before that time, a friend called me that, you know, that the son changed his own choice of institution to OAU. So I just tried to remember. I said, oh, Maybe I need to remind them that. And the one I heard from the boy last was that he was still trying to do the registration online. So I just quickly remember that they are here to give me the feedback on it. So I text the mother. And the mother replied that the boy is no longer interested in it. You know, that is the choice of the boy. You understand what I'm saying? So he has the choice to make. So you also, you have the choice to make concerning the institution you want to come into. And I'm sure majority you are here, you have decided to make the choice for Oba Awon University, OAU. And it's a good one. But that is not all. You still have the choice to determine the grade with which you want to come out with. It's in your hands. It's in the hands of God, but you need cooperation with God to accomplish that which he has proposed for your life. So please take note that you have the choice. You have the choice. You are part of the one that will make the choice of what you want to come out with. So something must be done. So there are so many choices that we make in lives. It may be concerning your job. You want to have a change of job. It may be concerning conferences, attending conferences. It may be concerning friends you want to make, people that you want to move with. It may be concerning your future partner. It's in your hand. It's in your hand. Just think of any choice. It's in the hand of somebody seated here this morning. And may I please remind us that this choice could be detrimental and may be beneficial to your life. It may be the one that will raise you high. It may be the one that will move you forward. It may be the one that will elevate you. Likewise, it may be the one that will mar such a destiny. And perhaps there are some here in times of ignorance. You have made one choice or the other that you continue anytime you remember it. That probably must have left a scar on you that has been giving you bad memory. That when you remember them, it doesn't make you happy. The Lord will heal you in the name of Jesus. My God will heal you in the name of Jesus. The Lord that redirected the life of Saul when ignorantly he was persecuting the church, thinking that he was doing the right thing. He was just persecuting the church, you know, troubling the body of Christ. But suddenly, the Lord Jesus Christ caught up with him and he redirected his life and he became a giant in the Lord. And God used him mightily. That same God, the power of that God will redirect your life in the name of Jesus and will give you a new song, will give you a new story in the name of Jesus. But for those of us that you are here this morning, brethren, and you are still contemplating on making one choice or the other, may I please beseech you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May I please beg you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever that choice may be that has to do with your life, you have one life to live. You can't live my own life. I can't live your own life. So the choice that you want to make has to do with your life, has to do with your destiny, that you may not have the opportunity to live it again. Pains, consequences of wrong choice cannot be quantified. You cannot overemphasize it, brethren. When you make a wrong choice, hey, youths, children, mothers, fathers, aunties, uncles, when you make a wrong choice, no matter what you do, the scar is still there, we still remain there. You know, our grandma can tell the story, but our KKK, you know, our shubun kekere, we still see that scar of falling at one time or the other, that is physical one. Not to talk of the one that has to do with destiny. Don't make a wrong choice, oh. Please, we beseech you in the name of Jesus. Because that pain and consequences of wrong choice, you can't just imagine it. It cannot be imagined.
It shall not be quantified. So please, choose the good paths. Don't make any wrong choice over your destiny. Don't think that you are just playing. There's no child's play when it comes to your destiny, brothers and sisters. No child's play about it. When you make it, you dance to it. Without anybody physically giving you the drumming. So I'm begging you, is it your life that you are toiling with? Is it your future that you are toiling with because you are a youth? Excuse me. You can have a turning around this morning. Is it because you are beautiful and you think you are the only one beautiful in this world and you are playing the games of waywardness with your life? Excuse me, you are not the only most beautiful person in this world. And probably because you are from a rich family and you have money to just decorate your life, decorate yourself with anything that you choose to do, and you continue to do that, excuse me, it may not last forever and ever, but the scar will remain. So I'm begging us this morning in the name of Jesus, choose the good paths. Don't play with your destiny. Don't play with your destiny. Then if you are not going to play with your destiny, what do you do? Then it means that you need to pay attention. You need to think deeply and align any choice you want to make with the word of God before you take the final decision. Then it means you are not going to be the one that will always take the final decision about your life. It means you have to consider what the word of God says before you take decision. If you think you can leave it alone, such a person is walking towards destruction. But that will not be the portion of any one of us in the name of Jesus. I quickly take you to the book of Jonah, which you are familiar with. Just to back up that which I've just said. Book of Jonah, you know, let me read verse 1, just some few verses there before we move into some other things. Now the word, chapter 1 of book of Jonah. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Verse 4. But the Lord sent out a great wind unto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. I pause there. Brethren, this is the word of the Lord. Not the word of any pastor, not the word of any minister, not the word of whosoever. It's the word of the Lord. And that is why we have read it. When the Lord is giving you an advice, when the Lord is giving you an instruction, when the Lord is sending a word unto you, like the way the Lord is sending it this morning, it has not to be a spectacular occasion when the Lord will be sending a word to us. As the Lord is sending his word to you, the Lord is sending the word to me also. And I believe it's the right word for this beginning of the month and as we journey on into the rest of the year. The Lord called Jonah and gave him an instruction. Go to this. Gave an instruction. This is the way I want you to go. And he went another direction. I don't know if there's somebody that the Lord has been whispering certain things to you. Don't do it this way. This is the way I want you to go. And you are shaking your head. And see what happened in that verse 4. Because Jonah decided to move away, thought that he had already moved away from the presence of the Lord. When you run away, where will you hide yourself? In the side of this Most High God. There's no other place you can hide yourself. It's the omnipotent, the omniscience. And Jonah thought he had already escaped. And verse 4 said, and the Lord sent out a great wind unto the sea where he thought he had. He was hiding himself. And there was a mighty tempest in the sea. The rest is a story. And finally in that chapter, the Lord, you know, because of so many other people that were involved, Shebon lo share. But he joined himself with other lives. But God, because he was the one that at the center of this issue, God separated him and prepared a fish. Verse 17 says, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. I don't know the situation that your choice may be leading you. I don't know the situation, the choice you have made at one time or the other had led you. I don't know. But I'm just saying that for the sake of those of us that we are contemplating of taking one definite step or making one choice about your life and it's not aligning with the word of God, pause. Don't allow the Lord to send a wind of tempest ahead of your decision. Cooperate with him so that he will guide you and will lead you aright. The Lord will lead us aright in Jesus' name. So I'm just beseeching us that please, let's wait for the Lord. Let's stay on him. The price of waiting on God and for the Lord cannot be compared with the agony and the pains and the consequences of the wrong choice. Praise the Lord. I quickly now move to Luke. Can you open your Bible to Luke? I'm just trusting the God the way God wants us to do it this morning. Luke chapter 10. Let me share something. Choosing the great paths, the good paths. And we are saying, let's choose the good paths. And it has to be from us. I read from Luke chapter 10. Let me read verse 38 through 42. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, Luke chapter 10, verse 38. And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, does thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Brethren, I take you back to verse 38 of this passage. So many times in the church of God, altar call, we all raise our hands, we responded to the altar call, and we come to the front. You know, we responded to the calling of the Lord concerning the salvation of our souls, and we receive him. In this passage, we're told that the Lord Jesus Christ went into a village, you know, Bethany. And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. So many times we have received him. In fact, so many of us, we have rededicated our life 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, times. So the Lord Jesus Christ in his own usual practice, going about doing good, branch in the house of Martha and Mary. And as soon as he entered, Martha was the one that received the Lord Jesus Christ in. But is that all? That's not all. Receiving the Lord Jesus Christ is not all, my brethren. It's just a step unto his will. It's just a step unto his purpose for our lives. Martha received him into her house. But as soon as Martha received him, Martha got distracted with some other things. I don't know those things that have been distracting your attention as soon as you have received the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that it can even be the activities of the church? Don't be carried away. We must not be carried away. It can be the activities in the four walls of this Cedar family. If care is not taken, I'm not saying, how will I even say that you should not serve God? That is what God has called us to do. But while you are serving God, I hope you are paying attention. I hope you remain focused with the one that has called you. Martha received the Lord Jesus Christ in. But as soon as he received him, verse 39 says, and she had a sister called Mary. Verse 40 will tell us the distraction that caught up with Martha as soon as he received the Lord Jesus Christ. Mary was inside. Mary sat down. And Mary saw the one, the Lord of Lords, the one that she loved. That, oh, what a great opportunity. What a great privilege to have the Lord of my soul, the Lord of my life around me in my house. And she sat with that God, with the Lord Jesus Christ. And she listened to the Lord Jesus Christ. Since you have received him, since you have accepted him into your lives, in the choice making, is it Jesus? Is it his word? Have you taken time to listen to him, to ask for direction about every area of your life, about your studies, about those courses that you are offering, about taking a step, about taking an action, about taking a decision concerning your destiny, concerning your life, concerning your journeys of life? Have you taken time to sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ to hear his voice? Have we not been jumping all around like Martha did? Have we not been jumping all around? Have we not been rationalizing? Have we not been consulting friends instead of consulting the one that has called you? Verse 39 says, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. How much of the word of God have you heard? How much of his leading have you heard concerning those issues? Because we have entered in the month of September now. And so many of us, when we get to our closet, Ember month, it's a day. Before we know it, we move to October. Before we know it, we move to November. Before we know it, 2019, see Lord, it fly away. Enough of, please. Sit down. Over that challenge concerning your course. Sit down. Thank God you are just entering into the second semester. Sit down with the Lord. Get it sorted with him. Sort it out. What is the problem? As the owner of your destiny, let him guide you. Let him give you the right way. Let him lead you over those challenges that you have been nursing right from the beginning of the year. And we have been making our own choices. This is the way I think I can go about it. And it has not been making way for us. And it has not been giving us joy, like the choir sang. Sit down. Brethren, I beseech you in the name of Jesus. Sit down with the Lord, the one that owns your life. Sit down with him. Hear his voice. Let him give you the right word on how to handle that issue so that you will have joy. Mary sat at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and heard his word. And Martha was still contending. My Lord Jesus, won't you attend to this issue? Won't you caution Martha for me? Why will Martha just be sitting? Why will Mary just be sitting down and be hearing your word? And I will be the only one that will be doing this. Carrying equipment, decorating, holding microphone, leading this, leading that. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. But are you sure it's the Lord that has led you to do it that way? Are you not just thinking that because sister so-so-so-so is doing it, I must be seen also? Is that not why you are there? jumping here, jumping there. That is even in the wall, in the four wall of the church. They had side income. I want to be like my friend is. I want to do it the way my friend. I want to appear the way my friend is. I want to jump like this. I want to take this. I want to be like, you know, I just want to be like. I just want to be like. May the Lord deliver us in the name of Jesus. And Jesus rebuked Martha. Verse 41 says, and Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, see that family, see that youth, see that children, see that mommies and daddies. Thou art careful and troubled about many things. Why are we troubling our lives? Why are we troubling our hearts with so many things? Do you know our heart is the seat? It's a battleground. So many pressures are there in our hearts. Pressures of, I want to be like this, to be like my friend. Pressures of homes, pressures of carryover of what our parents are passing through. Do you know that if you carry that one, you won't be able to make something? That's the truth. You drop them at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pressures of family issues in your home, pressures of your homes upon your children, pressures, finances, pressures of in-laws for our parents, pressures even of husband on mothers, on wives, pressures of wives on husbands. If we continue to do it that way, to continue to run that way, we are not likely to fulfill the purpose and counsel of God. We are not likely to choose that good path. But the challenge this morning is that Mary, the Bible says in verse 42, it says, but one thing is needful. And I love the way Yoruba version put it. When I read this one, I was like, this Yoruba, I don't know. Apology to our other brethren from other tribes. You know, verse 42 says, Shugbon nkan ni a ko le se alaini, that alaini, that needful, kan yen dada. Ese grammar. There is one thing. There is one thing that nobody can take from your hands. There is one thing you cannot but have. And the Bible says Mary has chosen that good part. And what is that good part? Sitting with the master. Sitting at the master's feet over any issue around your life. Sit down with him. Sit at his feet. Drop the pressures. Drop distractions. Do you know you can even pray off distractions when it's too much on you? You can pray it off. And God will answer you. The pressures of home, carry over from your home. Carry over from your family. Carry over from your friend. Carry over from your town. Carry over from your land. You can pray them off. If they are the one that want to constitute obstruction on your way. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Quickly, you know, I just try to identify one or two things before I move on. Some things that has constituted themselves to be negative influence on our heart. I've mentioned them, but I want us to just, you know, talk. You know, we dwell mostly on the things that are not relevant. We dwell so much on things that are not relevant, things that are not of eternal, things that will not add values to our lives. We dwell so much on them. And when we dwell so much on them, the worldly affairs, select for you. If you think it will help you to achieve the purpose of God for your life, good luck. But me, I know, when you dwell so much on the affairs of this world, they choke. They choke your heart, like Martha did. Choke the heart of Martha, the affairs of this world, of Kini, what will I give to Jesus now? What will I give? I'm not saying it's wrong when you have visitors to take care of the visitor. But when you now try to make it to be like a time of party, that is where you get engrossed with it. You must do this. You must fry chicken. You must fry dodo. You must do this and that. Mm. Do that which is needful. And that is sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stop dwelling on the things that will choke your spirit, man. That will not make you to add value to your life. Quickly, let me read from the book of 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 11. 1 Kings chapter 11. Just to read one or two verses to us. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto this in love. And that's the end. That was the end. That was the end. That was the end of Solomon. Solomon that built temple for God. Solomon that God granted peace during his reign. And that is what happens to us most of the time. When we think that we have it, I can relax. I don't have any problem. I don't have any issue. Then you now, wawa shia for wafa. Our mama shia for wafa. And those things that we share for wafa on, the enemy uses it to distract our attention. May the Lord deliver us in the name of Jesus. Why not choose that good path, brethren? Why not choose that good path? Why not dwell in God's presence where you can get illumination? Dwell in God's presence. Stop being too desperate over things that will not add value to your life. Stop dwelling on societal demands and influence that will shift your attention from the main master. Dwell in the presence of the Lord. Stay with him. And there are rules. When you want to dwell in the presence of the Lord, you must discipline yourself. If you don't discipline yourself, you get distracted. You must make up your mind. You must give up yourself to the master. You must just make up your mind. This is the way I want to go. And you pray about it, and you see God working on your side. Otherwise, one will be exposing himself to disappointment too, and breaking of hearts. When you do the other side, that is when you experience disappointment, breaking of hearts. You think like, I must give up this faith. This thing is not working for me. It's working. It's you that you are yet to identify the area where it will make it to work for you. And I pray it will work for us. As we choose the good path, it will work for us in the name of Jesus. As we make up our mind to walk with God, we will get the good results of staying in the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Let's give preference. As we journey on in this month of September towards the end of the year, it's not too late, we're told. It doesn't take God a second before he turns a life all around. It doesn't take him a second to do that. But something must come from you, and that is making up your mind. Dwell in his presence. Be satisfied with the presence of God at all times. Be satisfied with his presence. That is where you can get illumination of God's word, of direction of God for your life. Stay in his presence. Stay in his presence. Choose the good paths. Brethren, let's learn to choose the good paths. Learn to choose the good paths so that we'll be able to walk. You'll be able to walk with him so that your life will make impact. Your life will make impact among your friends. Your life will make impact in your home. Your life will make impact in your generation. And finally, as I round up this morning, brethren, people may condemn you, tear to guide you. Your own is too much, yo. Shebi Martha also accused Mary. But the Lord Jesus Christ justified Mary. And that same God is still available to justify you, to defend your cause. Even when men are saying, let them continue to say it. Your God will justify you. over those issues, God will justify you. God will defend your cause. God will plead your cause. And will give you a new song in the name of Jesus. And finally, can we open our Bible to Psalm 27? As I round up. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Verse 4, one thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Can we rise up on our feet this morning? What is that your own decision to do? Sister Abigail, can you please come up? What is your decision this morning? I want us to talk back to God. What is that one thing that you desire to do of the Lord that you will always seek after? What is that thing? I hope your decision will be to choose that good path, to dwell in the presence of the Lord all the days of your life, to stay in his presence, to hear his voice for direction, to hear his voice for leading, to hear his voice for guidance. One thing have I, desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty, the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in the temple, the temple of the Lord.
One thing have I, desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty, the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in the temple,
brethren, can you begin to talk to the Lord now? Can you begin to talk to the Lord now? Can you begin to talk to the Lord? That one thing over your life is that you will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your life. That what you will seek after is the mind of the Lord over those issues, over that situation, that you will sit at the feet of the Lord, that you will dwell in the temple of the Lord all the days of your life, that you will not depart from the temple of the Lord, that you will not move away, that distraction will not snatch you away. Receive grace this morning, brethren. Receive grace this morning to stay, to remain at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, whatsoever that comes your way, that you will remain at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will seek the face of the Lord, that you will get direction from the Lord, that you will get leading, that you will get guidance from the Lord, so as not to make wrong choice. Oh Lord, one thing we desire this morning is that we will remain, that we will remain in your temple, whatsoever comes our way, because we know solution lies with you, because we know solution lies with you concerning our future, concerning our marital life, concerning our career, concerning our destiny, concerning every area of our life. Father, we desire the this morning. We make up our mind this morning that we will remain at your feet, even to hear your voice, that you will speak unto us concerning that issue. We receive grace. We receive grace. We receive grace this morning. In the name of Jesus.
To inquire in the temple, the temple of the Lord.
And perhaps you are here this morning, you are here to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. The time is right for you to turn away from the wheel of destruction and to come to the wheel of the Lord. If you are here this morning and you want to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, or you feel that you want pastor to join hands with you to pray for you, you have taken some steps in your life, in the course of this life, and you are regretting them. And you want the Lord to heal your wound this morning. You can come forward to the altar and just ask for the mercy of the Lord. And ask that the Lord will show you mercy. That the Lord will heal your wound. That the Lord will give you a new song. In the name of Jesus. One thing I find.
Days of our life to behold the beauty,
the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in His temple of the Lord.
You have made a wrong choice. You know that this wrong choice is haunting your life, and you are feeling so bad for taking a wrong decision at any time of your life. The God of mercy is here. The God of grace is here, and He's going to have mercy. And by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, He can heal you. He can turn things around over your life. If you are in that position, you are in that position, and you want God want the Lord to help you out of this wrong choice, you can come to the altar. Let's pray together. Let's pray together. Let's pray together. The God of a new beginning is here. The God who turns situation around is here. He will be gracious unto us. He will be gracious unto us. He will be gracious unto us. You just come here, come to the altar there and just lay down, be on your knees and tell him, Lord, I have made a wrong choice at a particular time of my life. And this thing has been affecting me. I don't know how to move out of these things. You are in a wrong relationship. You are in a wrong decision. You think you are in a wrong course. You are doing a wrong course and you want God to help you out. You are doing you are in a wrong work, a place of work. You are in a wrong group. Yeah, it's a wrong group that you have found yourself in a group and you do not know how to come out of that group. The Lord is here to help you out. Just be on your altar. Just come on the altar. Just kneel there. Just kneel there. The Lord is here to be merciful to you. Come. The Lord is gracious. Just give you one more minute. If you are not coming, the door will be closed. Then we move forward. Just won't give you 1 minute. Nobody is going to beg you. It's your own decision. It's a decision to come out. It's a decision to stay. It's a decision to stay where you are. So it's part of the wrong choice again. That the Lord will help us to come out from all wrong choices in our lives. The Lord will deliver us from all wrong decisions that we have made. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord will have mercy upon us. The Lord is going to have mercy upon us. My brother, as you are there, just tell the Lord what's the area you have made a wrong choice. Tell him, whether in a group, tell him and say, Father, I come that because I know that you can change this situation now. I come, you can turn things around. You can be merciful to me. And I've come to receive mercy. I come that you will turn things around today. I repent of my wrong choice. I repent of the wrong choice, the wrong step I've taken, the wrong decision I have taken. In the name of Jesus Christ, today I turn it over to you that you will change this situation in my life in the name of the Lord Jesus. And those of us who want to make a choice for Christ, it's now left for you again for a few seconds that is left for you to come. If you decide to make a choice, it's you. Nobody is going to beg you. Nobody is begging you. You are the one that is facing the music in the future. You are the one who will face the music. Nobody is going to join you in facing the music. But if you decide to come to the Lord today, you know, the story will change. Put the enemy to shame. Step out and tell the Lord and say, Father, I come to make a good choice. I come to make the good choice, and I'm choosing you. I'm choosing you today. I have decided to make a choice to follow you, Jesus. I've decided to do your will. I've decided to obey you. I've decided to live after you. Today, in the name of my Lord Jesus, I lift this, your son, before you, gracious Father, that by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, whatsoever the choice he has made, oh God, in life, concerning our life or his life, today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I stretch the hand of the Lord upon his life. And I declare the Lord is lifted out from this wrong choice in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, take him out. Lord, take him out. Take him out, Father. Let your hand, Lord, deliver him from this wrong choice. And Lord, bring him up, O God, to your presence. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will settle his life and turn situation around in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, the power of the Most High God deliver you. The Lord restore you back into his fold, to his fold, and into his purpose in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, eternal Father. We bless you and worship you. And so, Father, Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have decided to make a choice for you. Lord, as many, oh God, that are still struggling to make a right choice in their lives, Father, today, by the power of your mercy, Father, you will rescue them. You will rescue them from every evil choice. In the name of Jesus Christ. As many, oh God, that are following the path of destruction, path of hell. As many, oh God, that the enemy are deceiving, the wicked are enticing to follow the paths of evil. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that you will rescue their lives. In the name of Jesus, in your mercy, it's your mercy we are crying for. That let your mercy flow to rescue these lives in the name of Jesus Christ. And as many, oh God, that we have been encumbered with the affairs of this world, Lord, we have been under pressure over issues around us that have made us to be blind, not to make a right choice in life. Father, we plead for mercy today. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we take us out from all these pressures. And Lord, that we will abide in your presence. We will stay in your presence. We will get your attention in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We receive grace, O God, to know the mind of the Father concerning our lives. We receive grace to wait in your presence. Even as this month, Lord, as we commence this month, Father, Lord, guide us in the way we will go. Direct our paths. Lead us in the what we will do. Lord, that we, in the name of the Lord Jesus, there is no action we will take in this month that we will regret of. In the mighty name of Jesus, none of us will have any regret of any decision in this month. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, guide us, Father. Holy Spirit, we come before you. We receive your leading. And we receive help to obey you. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name forevermore. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.